It's time.
Do you remember a number of years ago when the diamonds were first discovered out in Marange? Do you remember how you felt? I remember how I felt as a Zimbabwean. It had been years and years and years of slowly watching the country's economy deteriorate, watching loved ones have to, you know, head to the diaspora to try and make a better living for 6 months, only coming back decades later. But when we started hearing about this incredible diamond wealth that our nation has, we all started getting really excited. We were hopeful again. We'd been so resilient all these years. Our main thing, we're resilient. House of stone, Zimbabweans, we'll make a plan. I think at the time I was still quarter to dropping out of my degree in Australia to pursue this music thing. And I was telling all my friends, I was like, yo, I'm going home. We've got diamonds. We don't need you. I'm going home. No ceilings. It's our time now again. And I'm an optimist. I believe in people. I believe in potential. I believe in us. But you know, I had people telling me like, yo, bruh, you're getting excited. You better gonna learn soon. I was like, nah, we got this. It's too much diamonds. There's no way that it can't. It didn't work out. They robbed us. They robbed us of our future. Those diamonds went missing. We're still, is it 15 billion? The first is that more than anything, I would love to rebrand Zim and position us as the beautiful, resilient, incredibly intelligent nation of people that we are. The second was to build a thriving creative economy. The kind of environment where someone like me can be born and say, yo, I want to be an actor, a singer, a dancer, a rapper, or whatever. And it's fine. There's options. There's a way. And it's viable. And so, I will not be waiting until 2042 to run for the president of Zimbabwe. On the 18th of April, 2018, I will be giving the inaugural TND State of the Creative Nation address. And as we build up to TND Sokna 18, over the next 5 days, I'm going to be breaking down for you the core problems I believe creatives face in the country. And on the 18th of April, I'm going to tell you why that should matter to you and what we can do about it. So please do me a favor, spread this far and wide. I know it's not a nude, it's not a mixtape, it's not some gossip or something crazy, but it's something that's going to benefit you. If you know any creators in any field, anyone who should care, let them know. Kuti, hey, hey. Yahweh, our support. Hey, hey. Yahweh, our support. And fuck, we need a break from all the political shit. Let's talk art and fulfilling shit. Share this. I stayed up for about 2 nights on end, scribbling, writing, plotting, planning. See, I'd had an epiphany. And I ran. I ran to my dad once I had done writing it out. 30 years worth of planning. And I said, Dad, you know what? In 2042, I am going to be the president. See, I woke up and I realized I can't. It's selfish. I can't just go invest in yourself, investing. Well, we need the government. They exist. So let's build a better government. I think I can be a part of a better government. Let me do that. And my dad said to me, well, he laughed first. Keep in mind, I've been a musician for all these years. It hasn't really done my dad any favors. In fact, when I think of it, I think, shame. I think it must have been an embarrassing period. Because no one wants their child in Zimbabwe to be a creative. Oh, no. But then he said to me something very important. And he's great like this. He always asks me the tough questions. I'm the idealist. He's the realist. He said, what is it that you intend to do as president that you can't do as you are? So I went away and I thought about it. I was a bit deflated. I thought I'd finally grown up. I thought, I'm going to step up and be a part of the system and try to help things and fix things from the inside out, like I know he had tried to do. I searched my soul. You know, I journal. I read through all these things and try to just understand and get a sense of myself. What do I actually want? What is my purpose out of life? And I arrived at two things that I would love to do if I were president.